So this couple, well, the lady in the couple is having an issue now because she went to give birth in the hospital to her baby. And she has a problem because her partner brought his Xbox to play in the hospital room while she's giving birth.
While she's giving birth?
Yeah.
This all feels very familiar. As you know.
This video has been seen more than 7 million times.
Wow.
By people complaining that this dude brought the Xbox to the hospital because, you know, she's giving birth. There's
video of it. I love it.
Yeah. So I completely understand his point of view.
You do?
Yeah. There's nothing to do.
She's giving birth to hold her hand, stand next to her and go, good job.
No.
try not to appear disinterested as your baby is being born, as God and your wife or your partner, whoever she is performing a miracle right in front of you.
I'm telling you, as a guy, there's nothing to do.
I just told you what to do. Stand with her, hold her hand. Cheer her on. Breathe.
Okay, you can do that for 4 seconds. Honey, breathe. Push.
Be there with me. Stand there with me.
No.
Pay attention.
Remember this. Do that, okay? And now I got to get back to what I'm doing.
Babe, why did you bring your Xbox?
Babe, one game, I promise. Just one game, I promise.
Oh, my God.
He's like, don't talk to me right now. Hold on. I got to get past this level. Breathe. Remember that? Okay. Now leave me alone. It's. I'm telling you, when you're in the hospital room as a father, it's really boring.
Well, I don't want to be there either. Do you know what I mean? Like, nobody wants to be there. We just want the baby.
You do.
Just give us the... No, are you kidding? Women don't want to give birth. I mean, some women love it, but not every woman loves it. I hear it's very painful. I hear it's not very enjoyable.
It didn't hurt me at all.
Right. Of course it didn't.
It didn't hurt me at all. And I was very bored. The first time I brought my computer with me. And if you see any photo of the room, you see me on a computer the whole time.
You're a jerk.
And
you're a jerk. I'm surprised your wife didn't take the baby and leave you the next day. That would have been the end of it for me.
I got shit to do. I mean, music doesn't schedule itself.
I got shit to do also, but right now I have a baby coming out of my vagina.
I have a freaking child, so I got to work. You want me to not work? You breathe. Push. Okay, I got to schedule music. I was scheduling music at the time. And then the second one, I went to Blockbuster and got videos. I got Vanilla Sky, which is a horrible, horrible movie. And a date movie. I got both of those and I watched them.
You got two terrible movies. Which you watched rather than be there for your child being born. You're a jerk. I always made fun of you for being like a little bit of a jerk. But now that I hear that story, wow. I mean, that's a whole other level of jerk.
No, it lasts like 12 hours. The hell am I supposed to do for 12 hours? You can't keep my attention for 12 minutes, let alone 12 hours. So
I'm not saying the entire 12 hours you should be saying breathe or hold her hand. I'm saying, you know, once they say it's time, you're dilated, you're crowning, you should be there for that part.
I paused the movie. It wasn't Tom Cruise's best movie.
That's true. It was probably his worst movie.
It was his worst movie, but I paused it, and then I went back to it after the baby was born, and then I went back to work the next day.
Okay, wait. So did she watch the movie with you?
Yeah, but she didn't. She was busy, doing stuff like that.
Were you like, shh, I can't hear Tom Cruise?
I put the closed caption on it. Keep it down.
Put the closed caption on. I can't hear over you moaning over there.
What the hell you want? You got the button in your hand. Call the woman. She knows more what to do than I do. Leave me alone. This is the arc of the movie. I'm going to miss it.
Wait, and then once your baby was born, you didn't want to be with your baby and hold your baby and look into its beautiful little face? You just wanted to watch the rest of a terrible Tom Cruise movie?
Yeah, I mean, I got to know what happened.
okay, you can wait till after, till later to know what happened. You might want to just spend a few minutes with your newborn.
It's 12 hours. The movies took up 3.5. You know, I had to do something. I slept for a little bit. You know, I like my sleep. So, you know, I made sure we had a room with two beds. So I could sleep. And I was tired. So there's no pain. I didn't even have an upset stomach. Didn't feel anything.
You were barely there for the conception. I can't believe you weren't there for the birth.
I don't even think I was.
That's my point. You were barely there for the conception.
So, yeah, I understand this dude's pain. He had to bring his Xbox. Brilliant.
Let me ask you a question. You have two kids. I've always wanted to know this about you or from you, or if it's TMI, tough. When you had your children, had you just been like having unprotected sex and it's like, oh, I guess I'm pregnant? Or were you trying to have babies?
I think we were trying. It was like, if it happens, it happens with the first one.
Right. You have unprotected sex on a regular basis. And you thought, if she gets pregnant,
I had unprotected sex my whole life. So.
Oh, okay.
I might have bought one condom my whole life. So.
I'm shocked you only have two children.
Yeah, if it happens, it happens. So it happened with the first one. And then the second one, we kind of sat down and said, 5 years, it's a good space.
Right.
I think the word was uttered. He needs somebody to play with.
Right.
It's that whole, you know, puppy thing.
His father's not around and doesn't want to play with him. So we better get him another kid.
It's like when you have a puppy, you go, the puppy needs something to play with. So
you get him toys. Yeah.
So I think that's what happened here was he needs something to play with. So maybe we should try again. And I said, okay, yeah, whatever. So that's how it. Yeah.
Okay.
And then I went back to work.
It's interesting. And of course, you went back to work. Because, you know, now I think of it as an only child. My parents never thought I needed somebody to play with.
See, you didn't have that.
We can't do that again.
I actually remember when that conversation happened. It happened in a Walmart park parking lot. I think he needs a brother or sister. And I went, okay.
You really are quite a romantic couple.
Now go to Walmart. I'm fine. That's okay. I can afford another kid. Let's have another bedroom.
Yeah. Let's put something in there.
Yeah. Right now there's an elliptical in there. We're not using it. So I'm pretty sure we still have the crib. We can put that thing. I can go pick that and make that. Yeah. We still have toys. So let's hope it's another boy. Because then I would have to go buy new clothes and new toys. So thank God it was another boy. We just used the toys and the clothes because I'm cheap and I don't want to buy new stuff.
So now I love the fact that not only were you a terrible husband, you're also a terrible father. It's great news.